Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Beis Omer Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and we began yesterday Simin Shin Tes Vav, which deals with the laws of Oholos, making an Ohel, a tent, a certain type of structure on Shabbos. And we read the first part of the Mechaber. We'll read it again right now. The Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Also Lasos Ohel B'Shabbos V'Yontif Afilu Aroi. A person is not permitted to go and make even a temporary structure on Shabbos or Yontif. That's called an ohel. Now, we read the Mishnah Berurah yesterday. We won't go over that again now. So we will continue in the Mechaber, where he writes, the Dafka Gag, that which we said you can't put up even a temporary structure called an ohel on Shabbos, that's when you're talking about putting up the roof. Avol Mechitzos Mutu, but to put up the walls of a temporary structure, that would be okay, of this ohel over here. And he writes, "Ein mechitza asura elim kenasis lahatir suka o lahatir tiltol." The only time putting up a mechitza would be asur is if it's going to go make something into a kosher sukkah. For example, you're making it now from not being a kosher sukkah into a kosher sukkah, or if you're putting up mechitzas over here to enclose an area that now you'd be allowed to go and carry within this area. Let's explain this further by looking at the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bays. Dafko Gag, Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'afki she'ein mechitzos tachtov." That you're not allowed to put up the roof over here, even if there are no walls around it. For example, if you go in Lifros Machatzeles, you're going to somehow put some sort of a mat al arba kundosin over four posts. So you have no walls over here, you just have the four corner posts, and you're going to spread out over it some sort of a mat on the top. Derech Harai, this is a temporary structure, obviously, lahagim b'pnei achama v'agshamim, to provide you protection from the sun, to give you shade, or to protect you from the rains. So this is not allowed. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, ulam, however, lechos esa ohel biyado, to go and actually hold the ohel in your hand, so the Chazon Ish writes, that would be permissible. And he says, even if you're doing this for tzel, so you'd be allowed to go put something over yourself and hold it up with your hands, that's allowed. Ucha'ein zeh kosav ha'tilo David. Likewise, this is permitted by the tilo David. And he adds, v'hosif shebazeh yesh liyashev es mina ga'olam lifros talis b'shas kriyas chosim bereshis b'simchas Torah. There's universal custom in many, many shuls where during the ceremonies for Simchas Torah, when they do Kol HaNa'arim, when they do Chosin Torah, Chosin Bereshis, so they'll spread out a talis over all of the people. Now, this would be an Ohel Aroi. So therefore, lo chashashu mishum asiyas gag u'mechitzo shel anoshim. We're not concerned over here that you're putting up a roof and there's a whole bunch of people here, so they're forming a mechitza. Av shemayimid gamis agag v'gamis ha'mechitzos b'Shabbos. Even though normally, if you were to do this on Shabbos, over alisra asiyas ohel, gam kisha'ena osekein k'dei lohatzel. Even if you have no real purpose in doing this, you still wouldn't be allowed to do this. However, here, on Shabbos, it is permissible when you're doing it in this fashion without having any sort of a real structure to it. You're just putting it up with your hands. That is absolutely allowed. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel says you're allowed to do this for mechitzos mutter, the ikar oel hu agag shemayel olah, because when it comes to a tent, the essential structure is the roof over here, the gag that you have on it that's over you. And therefore, the rabbi said, if we allow you to do this in a transitory type of an ohel, you may come to do it in a permanent ohel, and therefore they were very concerned about a roof. As opposed to, in regards to the walls, if it's a temporary type of a wall, a mechitza over here, that is not considered something that the rabbis were concerned about or that is important. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet says, you're not allowed to put up mechitzas, however, if they're going to go and make into a kosher sukkah or into a kosher yard that you can now carry in on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkat and Dalet, kigon, shahayu lo rak shnei defanos. For example, a sukkah with only two walls is not a kosher sukkah, and you want to cut up the third wall. Also, mechitza aroi ledofu shlishi, and you make a temporary third wall, and now you have a kosher sukkah. As we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, in the halachos of sukkah, kamov lekamim misim tov reish lamed. This situation does choshev hach mechitza kibinyan. Now you've halachically done construction over here, and therefore we view this as a binyan. Dayoda niskashua sukkah, because until now you didn't have a kosher sukkah, but now by putting up this temporary third wall, you now have a kosher sukkah, so therefore it's not allowed. Likewise, vuadin kishimateres osa mechitza letaltel ayoda b'makom shasal letaltel. Likewise, if you go put up a mechitza around an area which you normally wouldn't be allowed to carry in, and now because you have a mechitza around it, you'd be allowed to go and carry in it. So you've made a halachic change over here. The kivan dechashvina lo mechitza leinyan heter hatiltel. Since in regards to now, you're allowed to carry. Before you weren't allowed to carry. By putting up this mechitza, halacha has changed. You're now allowed to carry. Therefore, choshev binyan. This is also considered a halachically significant structure in this situation. So normally mechitzas aren't a problem by an ohel, but if the mechitza changes changes something, like making it into a kosher sukkah or into a place you can carry, it does have a halachic significance. The Rama adds here, and he says, Hagah, avo mechitza hanases litzniyos ba'alma shari. He brings down the name of the Torah, that if the mechitza is not serving a halachic pure purpose, changing a sukkah in from a two-walled structure into a three-walled kosher sukkah, and a non-enclosed area that you can't carry in into an enclosed area, that's not allowed. That's usher. But if you're just putting it up for tzniyah's purposes, so you should have some privacy, that would be allowed. As the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Hay, Kigon lahafsig ben anoshim lenoshim kishishomim hadrasha. For example, you want to put up some sort of separation between the men and the women when there's a drasha going on, so therefore that would be allowed. The issue foot number 9 brings down, even though we find that this is a din d'oraisa over here, that there should be separations between the men and the women under certain situations, as Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Igros Moshe writes. So nevertheless, in the Orcha Shabbos, it's brought down, shemikol mokom eino nechsheves mechitza hamateris. While this is an essential mechitza over here, it is not a mechitza that permits. Shekin lahavdo ben anoshim lenoshim, because to separate the men and the women, you can separate them in a fashion that would not be a kosher mechitza in regards to, for example, making something into a separate rishus or making something into a kosher sukkah. You just need a separation. That separation doesn't have to be a separation that would be kosher in other situations. As long as it accomplishes its person of separating the men and the women. For example, as long as it's above 3 tefachim above the ground, so it may not have the halachic status of being a full wall, but it's enough to separate the men and the women over here during this shiur, so then it would be permissible. The Ramah continues, and he says, therefore, if it's allowed for tzniyos ba'alma, that is permissible. He says, v'lochein mutter lislos vilon lifnei ha-pesach, a person would be allowed to hang up some sort of a curtain in front of a doorway, afopi shekavuasham, even though it's going to be set over there in that doorway, as brought down in the name of the Arzarua and the Beis Yosef. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Vav, wrote to Lomai, the Ramah is trying to teach us over here, she'eno osri lohosir misham, it's not something that's going to be removed. That vilon, that curtain that you're putting up over there, is going to stay there on a permanent basis. Nevertheless, afilu hachi, choshiv mechitza saroi, it still has the halachic status of a temporary mechitza, kiven shuna vinod beruach metzuya. Since it's able to move back and forth, it's going to blow in a normal wind, and therefore, v'gam eno ma'akiv la'ovrim derech sham, and it doesn't prevent people from going in and out. They just push it aside, and they go through it. But to go and really put it into place and to lock it in on both the top and the bottom and on the sides, then that would be forbidden. Also, mishum binyan, the stimas kebahu, because that becomes a permanent closure over here, and that is not allowed. In the Shaarat Zion Osei, the Chofetz Chaim adds over here that this din was brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef, she'eno osu lahasi mishum elotol shum tomid, even if it's not going to be left there on a temporary basis, but you can leave it there on a permanent basis as long as you don't really solidify it in over there by the top, bottom, and on the sides, it's allowed. He says this is also the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. He brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Umidivri Hagra, Mashma, Duhu Mefarish, La Shulchan Aruch, Shetaimu Mishum De Posach, Kimo Shekos of Rashi, B'Shabbos, Kuflam and Ches, Mutul and Toso. This is based upon Rashi's understanding of the Mora that you're allowed to go put this up over here. The Kivan Duhu Mechitzas Aroi, Ain shame ohel ala. It doesn't have the status of being an ohel over here. Udlo kemosha pirish be'erivin ain sham, and as opposed to a different understanding in the Gemara in Erivin. Now we can see this in Yeshuvah number 11, that Yeshuvah number 11 says shemachitza below gag eino nechsheves ke'ohel. He's telling us over here if a machitza doesn't have a roof to it, it doesn't have the status of being an ohel. And in the Gemara in Erivin, in Yeshuvah number 12, he explains that it says over there, Shema me'achar she'eno kavuasham, it's not set in place, it's only put in there, but it's not, as we said, put in on the top, the bottom, and on the sides, that would be usur. Shari darko linosin listalik mishom kidelis, it's essentially able to be removed like a door, eno nechshav kohol, that's why it isn't considered like an ohel. Therefore, the Ramah continues and he says, "Uchein paroches lifnei Aron Kodesh." If you have a paroches that is in front of the Aron Kodesh, as many shuls have, they have doors or cabinets closing the Aron Kodesh, and then they have a paroches. Ubevad shelo yase ohel begag tefach. You are allowed to go and open and close or put up a paroches over here, as long as you don't make it hang over the Aron by a tefach. And this is brought down in the name of Beis Yosef and the name of the Kobo. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Zayin explains, this is allowed for this paroches. Zeh pshita the shari, this is simple that it's allowed. The kivin sheyesh bilav hochi delas laron hakodesh, as I pointed out, the Aron Kodesh over here has doors anyway, closing it. So therefore, imkein haparoches eino toli rak litznius b'yama. The paroches is only serving basically a privacy type of a purpose, a tznius purpose alone, and therefore it's allowed. He then brings down the Kama Achronim, and you see this in Os Ches in the Shaarat Zion. This is the name of the Ber Hetev and the name of the Ponim Eros and the Graz. Mekilin Afiluim Ein Delosus Laron Kodesh. They would allow you to put up the parochas over here, even if there are no doors on the Aron Kodesh. Ukamo Vilon Eitzel HaPesach HaChanal. And they allow this in the same way that you're allowed to put up a curtain in the doorway over here, as long as it's not attached and tightly on all sides. So even if there is no closing door on the Aron Kodesh, you'd be allowed to put up the parochas. He then adds, Mutur Litlos B'Shabbes Sadinin HaMutsuyor Malkos Illinois. You're allowed to also place some sort of tapestries that are beautiful tapestries for the beautification of a wall. You're allowed to put them up on Shabbos. That's also not a problem. V'afilu L'kovim Shloihu Nizozim Mimekomim Gamkin Shariyat. Even to put them up in a way that they won't fall down, that they won't move, is also permitted. Kivin She'en Asuyim Klal Mechitza, because there is not a purpose of Mechitza over here. They're being put up to beautify. And as a result, it's not a problem of building or an oil aroy type of situation. Again, as the Mishnah Berurah says, kivin she'en asuyim klal l'mechitza, its purpose isn't for a mechitza. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, ubavad shelo yase chule, you have to be very careful not to tighten it in, so to say, on all sides, and this will be learned ayin and sifyut beis. The Ramah continues and he writes, v'chein mutu la'asos mechitza lifnei hachama o atzina. You're allowed to put up some sort of a mechitza to protect you from the sun, or to protect you from the cold, o b'pnei haneros shelo yechaba osan aruach, or to put up some sort of a partition over here so that the wind shouldn't blow out the neros. And this is brought down in the name of the Mordechai from the Gemara in Perek Kira. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, Pashut, the kol zeh b'mechitzas haroi. We're talking here only about these temporary mechitzos. Avol asos mechitzas keva, but to put up a permanent type of a structure, sheyiskayim, that would last, kein osur, certainly is osur, as brought down in the name of Tosefes Shabbos. The Ramah continues and he writes, Avol osur lasos mechitza mipnei or haner kidei sheyishamish mitoso. This is called das atzmo. There is no attributable source over here that the Ramah says, but he says that you're not allowed to make a mechitza over here in order to block the light, in order that a person should be allowed to have relations with his wife. A person should not have relations with his wife in a lit room, and therefore he wishes to go cover the light, and he does so in a way by making a mechitza. So that is not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, the kivan the osur l'shamish bifnei or haner o svarim, you're not allowed to have relations in light or in front of svarim, so mikre mechitza amateris. So this mechitza permits you to now have relations, and therefore it is something that is called a mechitza amateris, which we said is no good. It's, for example, like making the sukkah or making an enclosed area. He adds, v'chosav amogen avrom, dahainu davka im osu mechitza gavo asor tvochem, v'aner gavo v'nir eslamala. This is only in a situation where you're making a mechitza over here that's at least 10 tvochem high, and the light can still be seen above it. The ma'afil betaliso mishamish, and now he's going to put his talis over himself, a cover over himself, and then have relations. Ki demashim esin reshmem, we learn these halachos, sifyud aleph, and the Ramah over there, bahagot. And ubashallah, he brings down mashma, the af beofen zeyesh zor mode. Even in that fashion, one should be very careful. Ayin bel yirab sham. And we didn't give those shiurim online, but we gave a shiur in the shul that was not taped. And the reasoning for this is the kivin shaner nires, because the light can still be seen over here. Im ken aheter bezeh hurak bishum diyesh al zeh shem mechitza. In this situation, the only reason you're allowed to be mindful over here with the talis is because there is a separate room over here. Shegavo asara, because you've made a mechitza that's at least 10 tvachim tall, so it's considered v'chashvinan ayidezeh lahaner ka'omed b'cheder acher. It's as if the light is in another room. And in this situation, you have to make sure that this mechitza is set in place and it won't move in the wind. The lav hachi, because if that were the case, ain't she mechitza law, it wouldn't have the shame of a mechitza. A mechitza that moves doesn't have the status of being a mechitza. And therefore, v'lachein osa lasosa b'shabbos the chashiva mechitza materis. And that's why you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, because you're making into a real mechitza over here. But if the mechitza actually covers up the light, so you can't see the light at all, and you won't have to be mindful of the talis, the ain't sorish tia mechitza gavo asora dafka. kivan shener mechusa. Here, there is no halachic status of a mechitza. You need to just cover up the light. And even if it would not be a kosher mechitza for other purposes, but the light is no longer visible, therefore, in this situation, in kain, I had to bazeh lav mishum mechitza. Here, the reason that you'd be allowed to be mishamish would not be because there's a mechitza, ela machmas kisui b'yama, because the light is covered up. You have a Shabbos light, for example, and you turn it in the off position, so then there's no mechitza around the light, but it's not visible, and therefore it would be permissible to have relations. L'chein, and therefore, even if you were to make a mechitza that's higher than 10, nami mutal asosa, there's no problem in doing so, because the lo chashiva mechitza materis, because you don't need it as a mechitza over here. Deinu rak mishum kisu b'yama, it's only serving its tznius purpose over here, and not a mechitza purpose. Likewise, if you want to be mishamish with your wife, or if you have to go to the bathroom in front of the svarim, where you need to have a separation between the svarim and yourself, if the mechitza is tall enough that you can't see the svarim, you're allowed to do this, because again, the lo chashvina lo ki mechitza materis, because you don't need a separation over here, rak kisui bi'alma, but just need to have it covered up. It's pasnish to have relations, so to go to the bathroom in front of the svarim. And therefore, lochein lo bo'inan oz gam ken shiyah kosher litzad mata. You don't need it tightly bound on all sides and on the bottom. He brings down v'ayin be'achronim shepirush dvarim. Others explain this. The mikol mokum bo'inan kisha oso b'shabas shiyah al hasvarim od kisui. You do need a separate additional kisui. We need kisui b'toch kisui that we learned doz yenech shav kilu v'nochem b'chli toch kli, and those halachas have been discussed previously as well. And anyway, the Mishnah continues and he says, "Vinei, av sheyesh achronim." And you see this in Os Yud Beis in the Shaarat Zion. This is brought down in the El Yerabba, the Chemed Moshe, the Maimon Mordechai, and likewise the Graz quotes this in the name of the Morgan Avraham. So all of these achronim shemefakvkim al chiluko, they disagree over here with his chiluk over here, v'sovrim, and they hold the kivin the sof ayidei hamechitza huter atal l'shamish lasel tzrocha. They say, "What are you talking about over here? By doing this mechitza, you're now allowed to have relations over here, or go to the bathroom." Chashiva mechitza materis. They say that that is a mechitza materis, and you shouldn't be allowed to do this. Yosel asosa. Nevertheless, even these achronim mikomokum near the bishas adchak under extenuating circumstances, yesh lismoch al dvarav. One can rely upon this more lenient opinion. The alkal parim, and certainly lekuli yama muta lachasos asvarim bekisuv yama, and certainly to cover up the svarim with some sort of a covering is allowed. Vainu kli b'sol kli, that we explained previously that it's covered up within a cover. Lahatu letashvish, to permit you to go and have relations over here. The zelo heavy mechitza klal, because that doesn't require mechitza; it just requires a kli b'toch kli. Finally, we conclude the words of the Ramah. As we pointed out, in front of svarim, in order to go and have relations with your wife, or in order to go to the bathroom, in lo shahoya mibo yom tefach, you're not allowed to put this up now, unless in lo shahoya mibo yom tefach, if it was already started, at least the tefach's worth 3.5-4 inches worth before Shabbos or Yom Tov started, shaz muta lahosif ala b'Shabbos, then you're allowed to add onto it on Shabbos. That's called being mosif alol aroy, and that's allowed. It's brought down again by the Mordechai in the Perek Hakira, the beginning of the Perek Hakira in Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph explains further. Lochein. Paravan. What's a paravan? So it says over here, mechitza miskapelis, a folding type of a mechitza. Sha'omed mufshot tefach me'er Shabbos. It's sticking open, at least the tefach before Shabbos starts. Mutal l'pashul kula. Then you're allowed to open up the entire accordion-like mechitza over here. However, avol mayim kupal, it was totally folded up. Avol pishu kulo harbi yoseh mi tefach. Even though it's more than a tefach, lo mahani, then it can function over here. Shari lo nasez, yeah, bishul mechitza, because it wasn't serving as a mechitza beforehand. It's only if it's been opened up a little bit that allows you to use it on the Shabbos, if it was opened up before Erev Shabbos. Again, these are extremely complicated halachos. I hope I said it clearly. That will conclude today's shiur.